And right now we're at our overnight low. It is 46 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement. Also sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The first presidential debate between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris tonight in Philadelphia on ABC. ABC Chief Global Correspondent Martha Raddatz with more on what Harris needs to do.
She has to chart her own course and say why she would be different from Joe Biden, at the same time being part of that administration. I would not expect her to come out and say, gee, I'm so sorry, this went wrong. But she has to walk that fine line of explaining why maybe something didn't go so well. Afghanistan certainly comes to my mind.
No open mics, no props on stage, and no studio audience. An Israeli strike on an Israeli-designated humanitarian zone in Gaza has left 40 people dead, 60 wounded. Israel says Hamas militants were hiding there. Over 140 Ukrainian drones targeting multiple regions in Russia, killing at least one. And Pope Francis celebrating Mass in Timor-Leste, the most Catholic country per capita in the world after the Vatican. This is ABC News. As Google faces a new antitrust lawsuit in the U.S., the company has lost its final appeal in the EU against a $2.7 billion antitrust fine. A new look at the effect of the pandemic on the brains of teenagers. ABC's Rhiannon Alley on research that spanned 6 years.
The study found COVID-era lockdowns ended up aging teenagers' brains faster than the usual rate, more than 4 years faster than usual in girls, compared to just over a year faster in boys. They found lockdowns contributed to an increase of anxiety, depression, and behavioral disorders, causing their brains to mature faster. The same type of accelerated brain aging has been documented in teens who've suffered severe trauma, stress, and neglect.
And a robot today starting a two-week mission
Federal
to try
prosecutors
to pull
allege
out.
Dallas.
A robot today starting a two-week mission to try to pull out the first sample of the melted nuclear fuel out of the wrecked Fukushima nuclear plant in Japan. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow! He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Today's update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Aaron Rodgers' long-awaited return to the field was spoiled by the 49ers last night. Even though Rodgers did throw for 167 and one touchdown, he had an interception a year after his debut with New York ended quickly. It was 32-19 last night, the 49ers coming out on top. The Brewers will try to bounce back from a series loss against Colorado when they play in San Francisco starting tonight. Last night, the Cubs were winners against the Dodgers 10-4. Pittsburgh 3-2 over Miami. Cincinnati 1-0 over Atlanta. In the American League, Boston 12 and Baltimore 3. The Yankees 10, Kansas City 4. Angels 6-2 over Minnesota. And Cleveland 5-3 winners against the White Sox. Interleague play, Philadelphia 2, Tampa Bay 1. The Mets 3-2 over Toronto as well. That's an update on our Tuesday morning get-together.
While the risk factors for Alzheimer's disease include age and genetics, lifestyle factors like exercise and nutrition can can reduce your risk of developing the disease. September is World Alzheimer's Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourages you to learn more about ways you can reduce your chances of developing Alzheimer's disease. For more information on Alzheimer's risks and symptoms, schedule time with your primary care provider or the Richland Hospital and Clinics Geriatric Assessment Clinic today.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 81 with some patches of fog, partly sunny and warm, and a slight chance of a light shower this afternoon. Isolated light showers tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Lots of sunshine, rather warm tomorrow, mid-80s, and mid to upper 80s on Thursday. In Richland Center, after the midnight reading of 53, on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge, we're at 46 degrees.
To school means back to germs. Remind your kids to wash their hands regularly to stay healthy. This back to school tip has been brought to you by Muscadet Mini Mart, Walsh's Ace, and by Southwest Wisconsin Technical College. Let's make this back to school year safe for everyone.
Up and down these city streets for And Lord, it's hard to find that girl when she gets the urge to go. It's kind of like a lost and found in a border town. You're asking about a diamond ring. It just look at you like you lost your mind. Say they haven't seen a thing. But I know she's been here lately. I can still smell her perfume. And she gets crazy. Her cars are waiting right outside. But I don't want to think about who's taking her for a ride. And her unpredictability is what I love about her best. But I got to find her quick before she does something I'll regret. It's kind of like a lost in a border town. You're asking about a diamond ring. It just look at you like you lost your mind. Say they haven't seen a thing. But I know she's been here lately. I can still smell her perfume. Yeah, she gets crazy on a fool.
Brooks and Dunn on WRCO. Good morning, Phil Nee with you on our Tuesday morning get-together. Oh my goodness, September getting into more stuff. It feels a little bit more like summer, though. It will the rest of this week. Boy, it was nice yesterday, especially last night. Some nice weather. The temperatures really get cool at night, and we're going to get really warm during the day over the course of the next few days. September 10th would have been my dear mother's birthday, and I remember all kinds of different weather at that time, really hot, or even some of the first frosts of the year. And it seems like we had our first frosts earlier back in the day. I don't know. It just seems like, you know, on Richland County Fair time, which is not out of the realm of possibilities. But still, as we look at the record books for this day, the record low, as we mentioned last hour, goes back to 1955, 30 degrees. So not uncommon for us to get a little frost this time of year, but luckily our growing season continues. We have a few more things in the Victory Garden in Sextonville that could use a few more days.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to
travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. Attention farmers and ranchers, join them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg for the best livestock sales in the region. Whether you're buying or selling, they offer competitive prices and top-notch service. Their expert staff is there to assist you every step of the way. Don't miss the next auction. It's the place to be for all your livestock needs. Visit them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg or call Barry at 963-1006, your trusted partner in livestock sales.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
Trim your home's interior with millwork from All American Do It Center. Western Building Products offers high quality wood trim and interior doors for your home in maple, oak, poplar, or pine. Molding, stairs, baseboards, columns, plus those trendy interior rustic barn doors are all available from Western Building Products. Unfinished or pre-finished woodwork is available. Ask the design team about Western Building Products at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All-American.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
I couldn't make you jealous if I tried. If I stayed out all night, I don't even look into your eyes. Cause the truth is, I don't even care if you're lying in this bed. We might as well be across the ocean tonight. We don't yet.
We don't come.
We don't cuss and we don't care enough to even hate. We could tear up a house, we could burn the whole thing down, but boy, what for? 'Cause we don't even fight anymore. No, we don't.
No, we don't anymore.
Great to have you along this morning on WRCO, September 10th of 2024. News, weather, and sports coming up. The Brewers with a night off last night, so we'll see how they do after losing to the lowly Rockies, I guess lowly in the standings, but it is what it is. Everybody's professional and everybody trying to win, and the Brewers have had their share of success this year, too. Seems like sometimes you play to the level of your competition, or below that in the Brewers' case this past week. So they'll open up against the Giants tonight. Right now, Dan and Shay on FM 100.9.
I'm jealous of the blue jeans that you're wearing and the way they're holding you so tight. I'm jealous of the moon that keeps on staring, so lock the door and turn out the night. I want you all to myself. We don't need anyone else. Let our bodies do the talking. Let our shadows paint the wall. I want you here in my arms. We'll hide away in the dark. Slip your hand in my back pocket. Go and let your long hair fall. I want you all to myself, to myself. The song that you've been singing and the way it's rolling off your lips. It might be selfish, but I'm thinking I don't need nothing between you leaning for another kiss. Yeah, I want you all to myself. We don't need anyone else. Let our bodies do the talking. Let our shadows paint the wall. I want you here.
Too slow, drop recall the while. In the clothes we wear have finally come back in style. We got some tall tales that we love to tell. They may not be true, but we sure do remember them well. We work hard to have a little fun, roll up our sleeves and get the job done, son. We talk too slow, drive too fast. We're high on life and we're low on gas, trying to make
Sawyer Brown and the Boys and Me here on WRCO Radio, Country and Community. The Rockbridge Meal Site, located within Bethlehem Lutheran Academy, will be closed through tomorrow due to the construction of the meal site location as the parking lot is being finished. From the WRCO Lost and Found today, lost in the area of North Congress Street in Richland Center, a tiger-striped Persian cat answers to the name of Squishy. And the number to call is 608-988-7123. That's 608-988-7123. From the Lost and Found today. Drive carefully. The Henry Bray Traffic Report calling for a few patchy fog areas today. Otherwise, we're good to go. We're up one from a brief low of 45. It is 46 degrees.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating? You'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time Today is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Today's forecast calls for highs in the low 80s, partly sunny and warm, a slight chance of a light shower this afternoon, and for tonight, 57. Right now in Richland Center, it is 46 degrees.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. A man's body was recovered from the Wisconsin River Monday morning, less than 2 miles downriver from where a swimmer went under earlier this month. Channel3000.com reported yesterday that Sauk County Sheriff Chip Meister said deputies were notified at around 8:10 that a body had washed up on a sandbar. With help from the Spring Green Police Department and the Spring Green Fire Department, a man's body was recovered from the river. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office is working to identify the man and notify the next of kin. His name will be released at a later date. The man's body was found roughly 1.75 miles downriver from where a 24-year-old man was swept away by the current on September 1st. Wisconsin deer hunters should consider testing their deer for chronic wasting disease. Aaron Larson is deer herd health specialist with the Wisconsin DNR. CWD testing remains a priority for the agency, with sampling available statewide. DNR has priority areas that agency staff are especially interested in receiving samples from to help further understand disease levels and distribution. Whether to consume deer that test positive is a personal choice, but Larson notes agencies that specialize in human health, like the CDC or the World Health Organization, don't recommend consuming a deer that tests positive from CWD. Larson says hunters are also asked to report any sick or dead deer they encounter. Find out more on the DNR website, dnr.wisconsin.gov. The $34 million comes from a Federal Aviation Administration program, as the area Wisconsin airports will be getting some proceeds and funds from a grant. This provides grants for the planning and development of public use airports and improvements related to enhancing airport safety, capacity, security, and environmental concerns. Projects receiving funding include nearly $3 million to expand the terminal building at the Appleton International Airport and almost $6 million to rehab paved taxiways at Dane County Regional Airport. Funding for the upgrade comes from the Tammy Baldwin-backed government funding bill. Baldwin faces Republican challenger Eric Hovde in a race for Senate this November. Three men pulled from Lake Mendota in Madison recently after their boat sank. Madison fire crews had to rescue the men on Sunday after they forgot to put the bilge plug back in the boat before heading into the water. Two other boats were already rescuing the men as the fire crews arrived. No one was seriously injured. The boat will remain in the water for now until it can be lifted back to shore. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is hosting a public involvement meeting for the Wisconsin 130-133 Bridge Replacement Project. That's today from 4:30 until 6 at the Lone Rock Community Building. This event gives residents an opportunity to learn more about the upcoming Wisconsin 130 closure, preparations to open the new bridges to traffic, and demolition of the old bridges. The meeting will have an open house format. The public is welcome to attend at their convenience. If you have any questions, contact Greg Brecka, Wisconsin DOT Project Manager, by phone at 608-245-2671 or by email at gregory.brecka@.wi.gov. The 167th Vernon County Fair will be held Wednesday through Sunday at the Vernon County Fairgrounds, Viroqua. Wednesday is Exhibit Day. Also on Wednesday, there will be a 911 tribute at 7 o'clock and a Myrrh Rose Remembrance Walk honoring lives lost to addiction at 7:30. Thursday will feature an antique farm tractor pull at 6, followed by a farm-modified truck and tractor pull. The Little Britches Show will be held on Friday at 12:30 and in the grandstand at 7. The Badger State Tractor Truck Pull will be featured. Horse pulling Saturday morning at 9:30, followed by a youth tractor pedal pull at 11, and a demolition derby will be held in the grandstands Saturday night at 7. Sunday wraps with harness racing at 1 and a pie auction at 3. There will be judging each day, along with entertainment on the Bob Frederick Free Stage. There will also be rides provided by Mr. Ed's Magical Midway. Daily admission, excluding grandstand events, is $10 for adults, $16 and and older, $5 for seniors, 65 plus, and children 6 to 15. Children 5 and under are admitted free. Friday is also Children Youth Day, where children 12 and under are admitted for free. Season passes, excluding grandstand events, are available at a cost of $20 for individuals 16 and older, and $10 for ages 6 to 15. There is also an all-inclusive season pass available, which includes grandstand events for $30. You can find a full list of events on VernonCountyFair.com. For the Vernon County Fair being held Wednesday through Sunday at the Vernon County Fairgrounds in Viroqua. A high-tech boat outfitted with a sonar and cameras is trying to solve the mystery of a 1968 plane crash that killed three people in Michigan's Lake Superior. Seat cushions and pieces of stray metal have washed ashore over decades in the Upper Peninsula, but the wreckage of the plane and the remains of the three men have never been found. An autonomous vessel is in Lake Superior this week. Boats from Michigan Tech University are also involved. The effort is being organized by a coalition of government agencies, universities, and others interested in autonomous technologies. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is hearing a case brought by a conservative activist who is seeking guardianship records in an effort to find ineligible voters. The case being heard today is the latest attempt by those who question the outcome of the 2020 election to cast doubt on the integrity of elections in the swing state. Former travel agent Ron Hoyer and a group he leads, the Wisconsin Voters Alliance, want to force counties to release records filed when a judge determines that someone is incompetent to vote so they can be compared to the voter registration list. The Wisconsin Supreme Court, controlled by liberal justices, is unlikely to issue a ruling before the November election.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
A high of 81 degrees, partly sunny and warm today. A slight chance of a light shower in the afternoon. And also for tonight, isolated light showers early, then partly cloudy. A low of 57. Wednesday, lots of sunshine and rather warm, and a high of 85. Even warmer on Thursday, mid to upper 80s with sunshine and warm conditions. In Richland Center, yesterday's high was 80 degrees, and the overnight low was 45. Currently in Richland Center, we rise and shine with a little bit of a light fog out there, partly cloudy skies, and we're at 46 degrees. A reminder in Ithaca Township that Hell Hollow Road will be closed today, and that is for culvert replacement in the Ithaca-Aubrey Corners area. That culvert replacement work takes place between approximately 7:30 and 4 today. A note for those headed toward Oakwood Fruit Farm today is suggested that you take Nebraska Hollow instead. So again, Hell Hollow closed today for a time between 7:30 and 4 for culvert replacement.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Caring for you and about you, it's Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy. They pledge to care for you like a member of their own family with the highest quality products, services, and exceptional everyday value. Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy will deliver leading-edge knowledge and expertise, along with dedicating themselves to being there in your time of need. Best of all, you'll have people you know and trust working for you. Make Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy your pharmacy, located in downtown Spring Green.
There are more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center. Through September 30th, get special offers on New Holland hay tools and spreaders, along with tractors. You face enough challenges to harvest a quality crop, you can count on New Holland and Simpson's Tractor for the equipment and service. The team at Simpson's Tractor will be ready when you and your crops are. Don't miss more savings under the sun with New Holland at Simpson's Tractor, Richland Center, through September 30th. Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's public indoor swimming pool and fitness center, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at the local and area high school scene, details on the Brewers getting ready to get back to action, and the Packers looking at their backup to be a starter on Sunday.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. High school action last night. Belmont was a winner in volleyball, 3-1 over Highland. There's volleyball in the area tonight. Ithaca is at DeSoto. Weston will be there as well. And Seneca for a quad hosted by DeSoto High School. And also Kickapoo, the site of a quad tonight in the Ridge and Valley, featuring Lafarge, North Crawford, and Wazika Steuben. In the SWAL this evening, Darlington plays at Iowa Grant and Cuba City at Fenimore. Mineral Point at Southwestern and Riverdale will be at Boscobel. We'll be on hand for that one tonight. High school volleyball on the radio this evening. And in soccer, Platteville Lancaster at Monroe. Richland Center plays at Lodi. Dodgeville Mineral Point is at Wisconsinites Barneveld. Wautoma Wild Rose at Wisconsin Dells. And Sugar River plays at River Valley. There is a cross-country meet today hosted by Boscobel, the Ryan Zimple Memorial Cross-Country Meet. Several teams involved in that running, including the Riverdale Chieftains. Last week's season opening 34-29 loss to the Eagles wasn't a good night for the defense, but one rookie stood out for the Packers. Pro Football Focus reports Edgerrin Cooper made his mark on the game while playing only 11 snaps. Cooper had four tackles and one pass defense during that short time on the field. He was limited because he is still recovering from a groin injury. PFF gave him the top defensive grade on the team. Its analysts say Cooper can expect to be a starter soon and should apply consistent pressure from the edge. Yesterday, Coach Matt LaFleur has asked, what is the percentage that Jordan Love might play soon?
Couldn't give you a percentage, but if he gets cleared, we'll give him every opportunity like we always will. And I know he's doing everything in his power. I know he's spending a lot of time trying to get back as soon as possible, but certainly we're not going to put him in a position where if he can't protect himself that he'd go out there.
Matt LaFleur and the Packers preparing for their next opponent coming up on Sunday at noon. The Brewers will try to bounce back from a series loss against Colorado when they play in San Francisco starting tonight. Aaron Civale gets the start of the game. The Giants have some talented players like third baseman Matt Chapman, who just signed a contract extension. Despite Chapman's performance this season, the Bats are rated just 18th. The pitching staff has an ERA of 4.20, a little better than average for Major League Baseball. Games that were played yesterday, the Cubs over the Dodgers by a score of 10-4. Pittsburgh 3, Miami 2, Cincinnati 1-0 over Atlanta. In the American League, Boston 12 and Baltimore 3. The Yankees 10-4 over Kansas City. The Angels 6, Minnesota 2. Cleveland 5-3 over the White Sox. Philadelphia 2 and Tampa Bay 1. And the Mets 3-2 over Toronto. Coming up this weekend, a big one for the Badgers. A couple of lackluster performances on offense in the wins for the Badgers. They are preparing to take on the Crimson Tide, rated number 4 in this week's college football poll. Wisconsin not in the top 25. Here is Coach Luke Fickell talking about facing Alabama.
We've done a better job, I think, at being able to mix some things up than to just always consistently putting our guys on islands when they know exactly what it is that they're getting and when they can take those shots. It does make it a little bit more difficult, but their challenges are going to be out there, and that is one of them that maybe we haven't had a ton of, but there's a lot of others as well.
And Aaron Rodgers' long-awaited return to the field was spoiled by the 49ers last night. It was a 32-19 San Francisco victory. Rodgers threw for 167 yards and one touchdown and also had one interception. A year after his debut with New York ended after four snaps. That's an update on sports. Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon's Circle in Richland Center or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life.
Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your lips hold a wild desire and give a kiss like the devil's fire. Your kind. Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your touch brings me to my knees. You got me begging, please, please, please. Take my heart and melt it down. Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Turn me on and burn me down. Turn me on and burn me down. Your wild love, I can't tame. Your kisses burn like flames. I go crazy when you're around. So touch me, turn me on and burn me down. Turn me on and burn me down.
Parents, keep those backpacks light to avoid strain on your child's back. A lighter load means a safer school day. This back-to-school message is sponsored by Richland Locker, TriStar Gifts and More, Southwest Wisconsin Technical College, and Walsh's Ace Hardware.
We'll be right back. Daddy put a little work hard in my boots. No matter how hard I hit the throttle, I'm still tangled up in these roots. I'm talking Alabama with a red bandana. Coastline to coastline, no matter which way the crow flies, I got.
Square on WRCO FM 100.9 and Country in My Soul. The TV show Gunsmoke debuted on CBS this day, September 10th, 1955. James Arness was cast as Marshal Matt Dillon, Milburn Stone as Doc Galen Adams, and Amanda Blake as Miss Kitty. Show based on the radio series, which also ran 1952 through 1961. William Conrad, who later played Cannon, was the radio voice of Matt Dillon. Our gang Little Rascals first debuted with a comedy short in 1922. And lots of early stars, including Jackie Condon and Mickey Daniels. But later, the more famous troupe, Alfalfa, Darla, Spanky, Buckwheat, and many others. The first drunk driving offense, that occurred in 1897 when a 25-year-old London taxi driver was arrested. He had an electric cab, and actually, he had driven that into a building. So he pleaded guilty and was fined 25 shillings this day in history. And one of the quotes of today on this day, Zsa Zsa Gabor reportedly said this. She said, "I'm a marvelous housekeeper. Every time I leave a man, I keep his house." Zsa Zsa Gabor, who was married 9 times in her lifetime.
Andy Hipsch, Mackey Lifestyle, with the market results from September the 3rd. We had 284 head day, 8 head of fat cow day, no real test on the fats. 61 head of slaughter cows day. The top 20% bring 115 to 130, the middle 60, 94 to $1.14, and the bottom 20%, 93 and down. 3 bulls day, most bulls 152 to 160. 210 head of calves day. The top 80% of bull calves bring 500 to 680, the light and poor quality calves 110 down. Holstein heifer calves 400 down, and the quality beef calves 308.70. Don't forget, we have a feeder sale in 2 weeks. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call Andy at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hipsch from Happy Lifestyle. Have a great week.
50% off. That's 50% off. Krogan's Hardware in Boscobel is now 50% off. What do they have, you ask? Power tools, hand tools, lawn and garden, grass seed and fertilizer, work gloves, small appliances, Weber grills, hunting items, rental equipment, dinette sets, furniture, trimmers, humidifiers, paint, plumbing, electrical, and more. Now, all half price. Krogan's will close the door soon. First come, first served. Hurry in today. All sales final. Cash or credit card only. Open daily 8 to 6, Saturday till 4. Excludes large appliances, but they're on sale too. Krogan's retirement sale ends soon. Come to Boscobel and save store-wide.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Wilkinson Law Group is hosting a free estate planning seminar, How to Keep the Family Farm in the Family, on Thursday, September 12th at the Hillsboro Firemen's Community Center. This free seminar will cover the basics of estate planning and help give you ideas on how to keep your family farm in the family. A free estate planning seminar, Thursday, September 12th at the Hillsboro Firemen's Community Center. No registration necessary. More info at WilkinsonLawGroup.com.
4 minutes away from 7 o'clock WRCO time, and right now we're looking at temperatures to rise to the low 80s today. It is currently 46. We're up one from the overnight low. Here's Lady A.
I'm in love with the thought of you when you were 22. Pair of boots and your Converse shoes kicked off by the front door. Sipping cheap tequila on the front porch. I'm in love with the history of you and me. How we used to be the king and queen of this small town, young and wild. Something from the 90s on the dashboard dial.
Yeah.
WRCO-FM, Richland Center, where our update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff.